This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we get a market update from Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company, who says we're entering a bullish environment as the dairy markets remain balanced.
Now, our modeling in the milk markets would show us that, you know, if I look at Class 3 futures, and again, I can't forecast all of your individual milk markets. That's too hard a job. So I focus on the classes that are available in the marketplace, whether it's in Chicago futures or otherwise. But we're looking at Class 3 being in a $14.5 to $19 range. Not to say we couldn't go 50 cents or above that, but I think that's kind of the thought process we need to be thinking about. There's also going to be less volatility. I think there's a lot of people on the processing side that would like less volatility in the milk market relative to cheese and some of their pricing. And so all of this goes well. And, you know, if there is another extension of Farmers for Food Box program or some kind of government assistance, it will probably be ending in the first quarter of next year as vaccine levels will get to about 100 million people by the end of January or first part of February. And I believe that sometime in the second quarter, there'll be enough herd immunity that we can get back to some kind of normal life. So that's encouraging to me as we sit here today.
Comments from economist Dan Bossy on a recent Dairy Signal webcast from PDPW.org. Bossy says China is buying up whey at record prices these days.
What is China doing with all this whey? Well, it goes to their developing pig herd. Piglets in China utilize a lot of whey as some of the sows aren't up in position to really feed those piglets. And so we're seeing a new bull market developing for whey. And I think by the end of the first quarter of 2021, U.S. whey prices could rally another 20%.
Some other positive news as we close out the year, more COVID stimulus for agriculture.
It's going to include about $9.9 billion for agriculture as it was itemized last night. There is also going to be some dairy aid in there. We're going to see that processor donations of products will be reimbursed retroactively. We're not certain of the dollar amount yet, but that could be another bump in the arm for the U.S. dairy industry as we're seeing the CCC and the government still buying product from us. And that should underpin the milk markets, which is why I think in the last week or so, we've really seen the rally back off the lows.
So looking ahead to the new year and beyond, milk prices looking more stable and perhaps some less volatility in the market.
In 2021, U.S. milk supply will cap rallies, we think, at $18.50 or $19. You're still going to have about, you know, 226 billion pounds of milk produced. That's up about 1.7% from the current year. So a record supply of milk. The real question, if you want to become bullish, is what will all demand be? And I do think there will be enough demand in the world market that we can make it up to $19 or $19.50 relative to Class 3. Above that, we'll take some special new demand from China or somebody else. But I think there's going to be less volatility. Unlike the recent weeks or months where we've had milk moving at a dollar per hundredweight, I think you're going to see that contracting. As long as the federal government stays out of the market, we don't get those sugar highs, you're going to see the milk market start to calm down a little bit. This should give a lot of people confidence that as we look at the back end of the market, if you get up to $19 or $19.50, you need to be as a hedger to start looking at the opportunity there. And again, let's think about food service restocking after January 14th from south to north. Those restaurants will be opening up much, much earlier across the southern U.S., and then that will flow northward as we head into spring.
More pressure on the U.S. dollar, but that could actually help with agriculture.
As we think about these kind of times, they can be volatile. And the good news for the year ahead is the weakening U.S. dollar. If you could weaken the dollar 20 to 25%, boy, I can give you a bull market in all of agriculture, including the dairy industry. Again, understanding markets, as I look at it from a whole, USDA data shows that 60% of net farm revenue, not gross, but net, is directed to the decisions we all make in the market. So y'all spend a lot of time on production, making sure our cows are producing strongly, making sure our crops are the best that they can be. I want all of you to spend more time thinking about markets because at the bottom line, that's really what counts.
That's Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast. To listen to that in its entirety and other Dairy Signal webcasts, head to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.